The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I like what they're trying to do in Texas, and I hope we can do it here in Ohio as well. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour on a Friday afternoon. And as usual on Fridays, we can open the phone lines to just about anything you want to talk about. On the other days of the week, it's not unusual for Jeff, my screener slash engineer, to say, yeah, you know what, that's off topic. But then he'll say, call on Friday. Well, it's Friday. So whatever's on your heart, on your mind, whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to discuss, Friday is the day, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And while I'm thinking about it, here is my warning about bad news. Time changes this weekend. Well, you're going to get an extra hour's sleep. Sunrise will be an hour earlier. That's good. Sunset, however, is an hour earlier as well. Many of you know we have an FM signal and an AM signal. WRFD AM is 880 on your AM dial. We also have an FM signal, 104.5 FM. Our FM signal is 24 hours a day, 24/7. Our AM signal, however, is not. We are what is called a daytimer. We are a daytime-only station. Now, it has nothing to do with our importance. It certainly has nothing to do with our signal strength. When we're at full power, we are one of the most powerful AM stations in Columbus. We cover 80 of the 88 counties. But we share a frequency with WCBS Radio in New York City. WCBS is also 880 AM. And because of an antiquated, out-of-date regulation from the FCC that goes all the way back to World War II, we have to go off the air at sunset because years ago, WCBS in New York City was declared a clear channel station. So no one within a certain number of miles can be on their frequency at night. Should have been repealed a long, long time ago. It serves no purpose whatsoever today, but it is a reality. So we sign on at sunrise. We sign off at sundown. So our sign-off time changes every single month. Well, beginning Monday, we must sign off at 5 p.m., this is on our AM signal, 880. So if you're listening on 880 AM, and the majority of you are, because that is our stronger signal, we sign off at 5 o'clock on Monday. Don't like it. In fact, I hate it. I've been putting up with this for, in January, it'll be 20 years that we've been putting up with this. But the good news is, a couple of years ago, we acquired 104.5 FM. Now, it's not as powerful as our AM signal. The reach is not nearly as large. But if you can get our FM signal, 104.5, just switch over to that, and we continue broadcasting 24/7. So if you're listening on the FM, you won't know any difference on Monday. But if you're listening on the AM, big difference. We sign off at 5 o'clock. Now, I don't want you to miss anything, because we continue to talk about extremely important issues in that 5 to 6 o'clock hour. So, either switch over to 104.5 FM if you can. If you cannot, download our app on your phone and listen through streaming audio. Listen to us on your tablet. Listen to us on your computer, your laptop, or your desktop. Listen through streaming audio. I don't want you to miss any. So I just don't want you to be surprised on Monday. I have to go through this every single year. And then in January, February, we slowly get our hours back, and we have to regain our audience. So anyway, that's just a burden that we have to bear. And I just wanted you to be aware of it so you wouldn't be surprised on Monday. Well, I've tried to keep you informed about this case in Texas of this little 7-year-old boy, James Younger, who has, in my opinion, an evil, abusive mother who just happens to be a pediatrician. Since this little boy was 3 years old, she has been trying to convince him that he is a girl. We have videotape of this little boy when he's 3 years old telling people the only reason he wants to be a girl is because his mother told him that he is a girl. Well, I'm not going to go through all of the details. It was in the courts. A jury awarded sole governorship of this boy to the mother, which means she could start the transition process for this little boy who is now 7 years old, including hormone blockers and even chemical castration. That's child abuse. Well, the judge in the case reversed that and has given them joint custody, which means this mother cannot take these abusive measures without the father's consent, and the father is not going to give consent. So the case is not finished and over. It just means that the father does have rights as well. Well, Representative Matt Krause in Texas has proposed legislation making it illegal in the state of Texas for any child 18 years of age or younger to receive hormone treatments, surgical treatments to transition from one gender to another. In other words, no transition can take place until the child reaches the age of consent. So the child, now, in most states, a 12-year-old can't get their ears pierced without permission. But in many states, they can get an abortion. They can't get a tattoo at 13 years old without parental permission or a guardian. But they can become transgender. So I think this is very, very important legislation in light of the wicked, evil culture that we're in the middle of. So the legislation has just been proposed. If you're a regular listener, you know I had the privilege of spending some time with Larry Householder, the Speaker of the House here in the state of Ohio. I filled him in on this case in Texas, which at that time he was unfamiliar with. And I pleaded with him, as well as others that were with me, to propose similar legislation here in Ohio. It should not be legal to take a minor who does not have the mental maturity to make these kind of decisions. And so anyway, that legislation has been proposed in the state of Texas. They are just beginning that. We'll try to keep an eye on it. And I hope that similar legislation is proposed here in the state of Ohio. This is child abuse. Absolutely child abuse. All right, we'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live on a Friday. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And our Bible League campaign is done, over, finished, and yet the numbers continue to increase. Increased again today. I get a report every day. Radio stations around America are also participating in this campaign. Some of those campaigns are still going. Others are closed, like ours. Ours officially ended on, Tuesday. But anyway, I just wanted to give you an update. Now, our total, remember, our goal was $6,000. We had a $6,000 matching grant. So with the matching grant, that was $12,000. Right now, we're at $19,895. $19,895. We're $105 away from $20,000. Now, again, the campaign is over, but if somebody wants to pledge $105 and put us at $20,000, I'm sure the Bible League will take your pledge. 800, yes, word. Wow. I just wanted to share that with you. All right, it is Friday. We're going to go to the phones, and I've got Charles in Columbus. Charles, welcome.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
I am well. Thank you.
Good. That's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. I'm blessed also. Hey, Bob, yesterday we saw that Nancy Pelosi and the House took the beginning steps to set in motion the impeachment or indictment of Trump. For his high crimes and misdemeanor. We've seen over the last couple of weeks that more and more witnesses have come out to say, yes, Trump did indeed do a quid pro quo. I think of more as blackmail, because what he told the president of Ukraine is that, look, if you don't actively go out to find dirt that I can use against Biden, I will hold up this $400 million weaponry that you need to stop or to go up against Russia.
Have you read the transcript of the actual call, Charles?
That Bob, that's not the actual transcript. You know that. That is not the actual transcript.
I don't know that.
The lieutenant colonel himself said that there's things in there that they did not put in that transcript. That's not the actual transcript.
Okay,
Bob.
There were probably 24 or more people listening to that phone call. The White House has issued a transcript. You have one person out of probably 15, 20 people who heard the call. You have one person making that statement. So you're going to believe one person over all of the rest just because you have a deep hatred for Trump?
Well, okay. First of all, you don't know what kind of hate. You don't know if I hate Trump or not.
Are you kidding me?
Listen to what you, this, Bob,
from what you've said on this program, you have. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now, listen to what you just said. You've just gone out and disgraced a battle-hardened lieutenant colonel who was in Afghanistan.
No, I didn't.
Who got wounded.
No, I didn't.
You just called him a liar.
No, I did, Charles.
Yes, Charles. Okay, go.
Charles, no, I didn't. I said there were, Charles, I said there were many other people on that phone call. One person recollects from his memory that there were other things in the phone call. That's all I said. The others disagree with that. All right. You have an actual transcript, written down at the time of the phone call. You have one individual who is citing their memory. But because of your feelings towards Trump, you would rather choose someone's memory than an actual written transcript because it fits your feelings towards Donald Trump. I just find that strange. That's all.
First, I'm not going by my feelings. I'm going by the evidence that's coming out. Second of all, he was not the only one that said this. And again, I'll say it again. You're saying that a battle-hardened lieutenant colonel who, from my understanding, the position that he holds, one has to be very intelligent.
So you're
saying that he's at fault. He's at fault. He has a faulty memory.
I think
he
that's...
He said some things you don't want to hear. Because he's corroborated some things you don't want to hear.
Charles, he's in the minority. He is not in the majority. And besides, most of that testimony was supposed to be secret in the basement of the Capitol building. And we have leaked testimony again, which again calls into question the validity of the testimony. Not of the man. I'm sure he's a great patriot. And I never called him a liar. I never did that. Not even close.
I'm a liar, but you're saying that his memory is faulty. Okay,
I am saying that again, what he has said contradicts the written transcript. That's all I'm saying. You have someone sharing their memory, and you have a written transcript. Usually in a court of law, a written transcript would be preferred above someone's memory. That's all I'm saying.
Transcript is not verbatim. That's the problem. You're saying that what Trump, and we know Trump's a liar, but you're saying that what Trump has given is verbatim. We already know Trump is a liar. We already know that he's a pathological liar.
Trump didn't write the transcript. Trump didn't write the transcript. So anyway, Charles, I'm out of time. I'm glad you called. Okay. It is Open Phone Friday, and like I said, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.